Hello, and welcome to Sit Back and Listen. I love reading books to kids, so that's mainly what we'll be doing here, but that may change over time. If you happen to have the book we are reading today, feel free to go grab it and read along. Dream big.
Dream big.
That is the book! Yeah, this book is huge. Written by Rosie Greening. Are you ready? The streets in Ava's neighborhood were gloomy, dull, and gray. But no one seemed to notice. That is poop. Oh, it's from the dog. He was supposed to pick up that poop behind his dog. Until Ava did one day. Everything needs cheering up, thought Ava with a sigh. Why won't people stop and look instead of rushing by? Do you see Ava? Do you see where she is? She's on the school bus going home. Back home, Ava stared outside and thought of what she'd seen. She said, I wish I knew a way to make things bright and clean. Then she gazed up at the clouds of every shape and size. That looks like my elephant, thought Ava in surprise. Yep, that's her elephant in her room. Does the cloud look like that?
Yep.
Can I flip the page? All at once, a voice boomed out. There's nothing you can't do. You have everything you need to make your dreams come true. Elephant, cried Ava. Are you talking to me?
The elephant said yes.
Your hand is in the way. I don't know what elephant said. He said, the sky's the limit. You decide what you can be. Are the goldfish good, girl? You are tearing these goldfish up. Ava said, I have a dream, but where do I begin? I don't think I can change things if no one else joins in. I can't read the book if you cover my eyes, madam. Elephant said, you can find the answers if you look. Then suddenly, the sunlight fell on Ava's shelf of books. You see the sun is coming through her window, and it shined on her shelf of books.
And why did it fall down?
What?
Why did it fall down?
Nothing fell down. What are you talking about?
Talking about these books on the outside.
We don't read. They didn't fall down. Yeah. Ava started reading. That's why they're down. Ava started reading. And all at once she knew, these characters had changed things just like she wanted to do. The people in the stories were kind and brave and strong. Ava felt inspired by them, but something still felt wrong. Something was still wrong. What's wrong, Ava? Look, she had two ponytails like you. Boop, boop. Oh, that one looks like Ada Twist. She's a scientist.
And I will look at her. It's the same color.
Yes. Ava said, I love these books, but how can they help me? Who was inspiring of my friends or family? That's her with her mommy and daddy.
And that's her all picture.
She has a pen board like you do in your room.
Yeah, but not.
Wait, I gotta read the other page. I can't see. As she looked through the photos and thoughts of those she knew, she realized with amazement that they were heroes too.
Wow. Why did he pick up a camera? He's not a hero.
It says Farmer Frank raises funds for food bank. He is a hero. He got money so he could feed people who could not eat otherwise. The next day, Ava woke and thought, was all of that real? Her mind buzzed with excitement and the new ways to think and feel. She rushed downstairs and shouted, Dad! I have a new idea. Let's plant flowers in a box to spread a little cheer.
That is funny.
They were eating some waffles. Her mommy was having some coffee. And she just ran downstairs yelling. You do that all the time.
Yell.
You don't, but you yell all the time. Ava knew that she could do much more to make things right. If her neighbors shared their talents, they could make the street look bright. Oh, look at her flowers. They're so bright. What number is that? Do you know that number?
Two, 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 two.
What? But what is it together?
Two, two. 22.
22. When the two is together like that, it's 22.
Do you know there's just two red flowers and there's three yellow flowers?
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know that at all. She wrote to all her neighbors and told them of her plan. Let's work together and improve things if we can.
Well, yeah.
She's writing letters. She's writing letters.
I'm writing letters too.
Mm-hmm. Everybody got involved. They knew the place looked bad. They painted and they planted and they used the skills they had. Slowly, life and color spread. The sun made flowers grow. And people going past began to smile and say, hello.
Cut my finger.
No.
Cut my finger.
No. Soon the story made the news and Ava shared her dream of helping people everywhere to spread joy as a team. Thanks to Ava dreaming big, she changed her neighborhood. Now she knew that life was full of chances to do good. So Ava learned this lesson. Dream big and be brave. Even the smallest ripple can become the biggest wave. The end from Mayor Ava.
I'm gonna lick your hand.
That's nasty.
I'm gonna start it over.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
See you next time.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.